This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Trump is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, truly. Right? Be part of the solution. And it's the best way to fix things. You get engaged, you get involved, you jump in. And you, I'm telling you, you'll make a difference. You'll make a big difference. Seriously. Now, this is a human being I'm talking about here, so let's not have any snide remarks, okay? You know, I don't do the whole Hollywood stuff anyhow. Anne Hesh crashed a car into a home. She started a fire, taken away the name. She's got severe burns. And, you know, again, a human being, right? So we wish her the best. She was in a Mini Cooper, I guess. My God, can you imagine, you know, Mini Cooper, that little thing? And she crashed into an apartment complex. And it was just really bad, I guess. So, I feel bad for these people. I mean, I feel bad for people like her because everybody makes a big deal out of it. And, you know, they're all over her. And was she drunk? Was she on drugs? What was she? It's like, stop. Why don't you wait until she gets out of the hospital? Why don't you wait, you know, until she can actually talk and do something? What do you think? Just a thought. Anyhow, thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family. Yes, I know who her family is. It's all right. The I don't even know who this person is. Maybe you guys do. Catherine McPhee is blaming the woke voters for crime in Beverly Hills. And now she, ready for this, she can't wear expensive jewelry anymore. Aren't you heartbroken for her? McPhee is blaming woke voters for the rise in crime in Beverly Hills on her Instagram story on Wednesday, the American Idol alumni. She expressed her frustration that the sad state Los Angeles finds itself in. I blame every single one of you woke voters, she said. You got seniors getting beat up while walking, keep voting like this. Now, I don't know her. I don't know if she's a conservative or Republican. Maybe she's a moderate Democrat. I have no idea. The thing is that she'll no longer be wearing her expensive jewelry, especially on her wrists and fingers while she's out and about in Los Angeles. Well, why do you have to, right? She also mentioned that she endorsed Rick Caruso, who's running for mayor in Los Angeles. He is more of a conservative. He'll probably take more of a stand to make sure that people are protected. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand, too. Part of this, you defund the police, then you get a George Soros DA in there that doesn't really care about crime, doesn't really care about making you safer. This is what I think. You need a formula to make it bad. It doesn't always go bad with one person. In her first Instagram story, McPhee, she shared an article about an elderly man being jumped, mugged, and beaten up in Beverly Hills. It's unheard of, she said. So this is literally my worry and thought. Every time I go out, we need, you know, Nick Caruso, she wrote, which is the guy running for mayor of L.A. And what is the world coming to? Like, you know, don't you love these people who finally wake up one day and go, what is going on? You want to look at them and go, you're what's going on. That's what's going on. Like, you know, wake up. She went through, she showed a conversation with her friend Sarah Mann, who advised her not to wear any expensive jewelry. Don't wear your Rolex. Don't wear your pearl. Don't wear anything. No rings, no watches, nothing that even looks expensive. I mean, can you imagine your friend saying, oh, you going out? Yeah, don't wear any jewelry. Yeah, but I'm going to dance. Yeah, don't wear any jewelry. But I'm going out to, you know, a very fancy dinner. Yeah, don't wear any jewelry. Wow. She uploaded an image of herself with both her hands on air to prove that she did not have any jewelry on, no rings, no watches, nothing. That's before she went to an event for Caruso. Now, in February, she slammed Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor of Georgia, for posting maskless with a group of schoolchildren. Again, you know, it only works for them. Remember that. The law only applies to us. Doesn't apply to them. I mean, really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I love this one. This is not a fun story, but this is a great story. A Pennsylvania mom is reacting to education department suggesting kids may use ni, vi, zi, zi, and zi. I think that's how you say it. It's amazing. I mean, this is, I'm sorry, I'm in agreement with this one. This is grooming. There's no reason for these. They don't make any sense. That they're not real. Are they real because you feel they are? No, that would mean that they were real. Pennsylvanians blasted their state's Department of Education. They have a new gender identity page which suggests that teachers should not make assumptions about children. Why not? You mean you want to confuse the kids more? Little boy walks into your classroom. I'm not supposed to assume. What are you? What kind of human are you? What gender might you be? I don't know. Do these colors go together? They don't know. They don't have a clue. The same kids you're asking what gender they are the same kids who can't put a square in a round hole, or vice versa. You know, can't figure out, it doesn't go in there. And your teachers? Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
All right, no dancing. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm here with you, trying to get this thing worked out, trying to understand the craziness. You know, does anybody else, is it just me, or does anybody else feel like you're like 24-7 in the Twilight Zone? I mean, seriously, Rod Serling is just going to come out from under my desk one of these days and go, yep, it's all been a joke. Change the station. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Anyhow, you know, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Maybe some of you did. The New York City mayor, who wants Abbott to stop sending these immigrants. Stop sending them to me. Really, I found that so amusing. I'm sitting here watching the news, watching what's going on. And I just thought it was so funny. Anyhow, I'll get to that in a little bit. I saw that pop up on my screen. I'm like, wow, he's whining about something he was just yelling that they should be doing down in Texas. Anyway, we'll get to that afterwards. So Pennsylvanians are blasting the state's Department of Education because now they want the teachers not to assume that little Johnny is actually little Johnny. He might be, I don't know, a knee, a B, a Z, a Z, and a Z. I don't, how do you say that? Anybody tell me how to say X-E? I have no idea. The local news source spoke with people from Pennsylvania, many, including mothers, about the education department's webpage. In addition to traditional pronouns, he, him, she, her, they, some people prefer to use gender-neutral pronouns, such as me and B and Z and Zai and Z. If you don't know a student's preferred personal pronoun, it's always best to ask. Right. I'm going to ask a kid who can't even spell it what their pronoun is. This is grooming. The parents are really upset. They said this is nothing more than grooming our children. This is why it's so important that you guys pay attention to who you're voting in and how. Pay attention to your school board members. Jacob, pay attention to the water board and the city council. When it comes to sexuality, whatever they identify as, that's your personal business. Doesn't belong in the classroom. They need to focus on the reading scores, the terrible reading scores actually in the state. The terrible math scores in the state. No, instead they're focused on indoctrinating the next generation to change change our country. The Pennsylvania website also claimed the concept of two genders, male and female, was a faulty concept. Woo. As a Pennsylvanian parent, I'd like to know what qualifies them to come up with the concept of biological gender. Since when do they get to say, an elementary school teacher get to say, hey, biology is faulty? No, whatever you decide. The website also claimed the concept of two genders, male and female, was a faulty concept. I'd like to know what qualifies them. Seriously. A woman by the name of Megan Ellen. As a mom, my children know who they are, that they were created in God's image. So God created a man and a woman. That's it. End of discussion. There are two genders. Stop talking to my kids. I don't blame them. No, really, I mean, but again, you parents, time to take action now. Vote them out. Start with your school board members. Vote them out. Tell them if they keep bringing on superintendents and things like that to go against the natural process, the natural words, what things really are, that you're going to vote them out too as well. One woman went on to say, what do they feel like it's appropriate to teach this to a third grader? It's not appropriate. So many children in Pennsylvania are struggling with grade competencies, right? Particularly after this long COVID situation. And what is it? And the only thing the school is worried about is whether the kids know that they have a multitude of pronouns and genders to choose from. I told you. For decades, these things have been not working for decades. Anyway, the Pennsylvania Department of Education, one mom said, needs to stop spending money and classroom hours on this indoctrination and focus on academics. I think that's something. Well, here's the thing. Don't worry about it, because if they dumb your kid down and they're confused about their gender, the government will always take care of them later on. It's not a problem. That's the whole goal here. Don't you know that? Government will take care of you. Not a problem. That easy. If the government schools failed you because they wouldn't listen to moms and dads, don't worry about it. The government will take care of you. Now, the proponents of teaching gender ideology in schools says that it helps maintain tolerance and accepting environment for LGBTQ youth. That's according to the Trevor Project, an organization that advocates for inclusion of LGBTQ individuals. Aren't they already included? Really? So 1 in 3 transgender youth report attempting suicide, almost 1/3 reported being a victim of sexual violence, and more than half reported a 2-week period of depression. Yeah. You're getting the same thing from most kids in school today because of COVID. No, really. And the depression? See, we've done a lot of these stories on the show. We've done our homework on this show. The depression isn't caused because they can't have the surgery. The depression is caused because they don't know who they are. They're confused by what's going on around them. They're being told, do your own research. Start looking up detransitioning youth. So many of these kids that were talked into, and it's mostly girls. You look it up, it's mostly females. Talked into this because they have manly tendencies, or they're what we used to call tomboys back in the 70s. Well, I guess you can't call them that anymore. Right? Because now you're offending them because they're really men trapped in a female body. And now you're seeing a bolo of these detransitioning, and they're heartbroken to find out, as we've been saying on the show for almost a decade, when you take hormone blockers, when you stop your body from naturally doing what it was made to do, you have to accept, you have to understand there's going to be repercussions for this. So when you start taking male hormones and you're a female, you have your female body parts cut off, and everybody tells you all they have to do is let you start with the hormones again, you'll be fine. That's a lie. They've been lying to you. And now many of these girls are devastated because they found out they can't have children. A want, and they can't have children. A natural want. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators plan to work this weekend on a big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is saying the bill will lower costs, including prescription drug prices, and will further reduce the deficit and combat climate change. Meantime, Republicans call it a massive tax and spend bill. Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the United States has shown to China that intimidation will not work.
We're going to keep an aircraft carrier in the region to monitor the situation. We've made very clear our continued support for one China policy and our continued support for Taiwan self-defense.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you do get involved, and you do get engaged. That simple. So talk about how in Pennsylvania, they're more and more concerned about your child's pronouns than they are about his education, or her, or Z, or me, or they, or his I. His education. Just amazing. You know, somebody's talking about this in the chat room, and it's, I guess I want to do a whole hour on this some night. It's so true that the repercussions of these hormone blockers, the damage it does to their body, right? The toll it takes on, not just them physically, but mentally. And we've talked about this a million times. Now, you'll never hear any of them admit this. You won't hear anybody on that side of the aisle ever admit that there's other repercussions. They'll only talk about the repercussions of kids not having the surgery. And it's a lie. It's not true. Now, schools say it helps maintain tolerance and an accepting environment for the LGBTQ youth. You know, I'm the old guy in the group. Remember in the 60s, nobody was gay. I say that tongue-in-cheek because nobody would admit to being gay. In the 70s, if you don't think that people admitted to being gay and it wasn't out there and it wasn't okay, to a big degree, yeah, maybe you should watch some of the movies. Right? Maybe you should watch some of the videos of Studio 54. Maybe you should watch what was going on across the country at the time. Was it in your face? No. No, but if you went looking for it, it was easy to find. If you want to go to a gay club, it was easy to find. I mean, all these things. Right? And then in the 80s, things became even more accepting. The younger kids became more and more and more and more and more and more and more accepting of different lifestyles. A term that the LGBTQ community doesn't like. But it's a way to explain what was going on. Right? Their attitude was, hey, whatever, you do what you're going to do. I'll do what I'm going to do. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. And that worked out well until, you know, 2020. Maybe even before that, when Obama was in office. When you started to hear, no, it wasn't okay that I wasn't okay with the way you were living. That I wasn't accepting of. that I didn't totally buy into your lifestyle. Well, too bad. I don't. I don't want to. And you can't make me. Just like you can't make me eat that plant food you want me to eat that you try and tell me is hamburger. So, the Education Department previously told another news source, that it was crucial to support all learners and help them feel welcome in their schools and communities. Because once they do that, I'm sure the grades will go up, don't you? I'm sure their math scores will go up, their English scores will go up, not a problem. One of the web pages included an article written by an activist who said a gender-diverse child's best predictor of success is whether that child receives support at home and from teachers. Well, that's true. Children are more successful when they get support from a teacher and support from a parent, but not when it comes to sexual orientation. No, it has to do with education, actual education. I like how they take these surveys or these tests or what have you, these research moments, for lack of a better term, and they use them for issues like this or items like this. It's wrong. The writer says, I'm not anti-trans, but these discussions have a time and a place. It's not in elementary school. However, if you go over to those libs on TikTok, you will see how many teachers are pushing this in school because they believe in elementary school, this is the best time to teach it. This is the best way to teach it. Kara Kowalski from York, Pennsylvania, said, I'm not a parent, but I have three nieces who are young. They're 8, 6, and 3. I pretty much spend every day and every second that I can with them. I'm gay myself. But I don't align with any of this garbage going on. Now, for those of you who remember Xander Gibb, who was on the show on a regular basis, he passed away a few years ago. He was the same way. He felt the same way about this stuff. There's no reason for the kids. They're too young for it. Local news spoke with a feminist, writer of Abolish... Abolition of Sex, who's been a vocal voice against gender identity movement. I think what we're seeing here is a vicious combination of women hatred and greed, she said. I absolutely think our society should be accepting of people who do not wish to conform to sex stereotypes. That's a good thing. We've been saying that for decades, especially with women. They ought to be able to transcend these sexual stereotypes, but not push them at the elementary school level. Right? I mean, now, it kind of makes sense and it doesn't make sense, but the writer says it may seem unrelated, but these efforts to use different kinds of pronouns are deliberately designed to make us disassociate our minds from the material reality of biological sex. This is from a doctor, not Dr. Joe. Anyway, it may seem like just a nice thing to do to refer to someone as their preferred pronoun, but the problem is it desensitizes all of us, right? It desensitizes, disassociates our mind from material reality of sex. You know what's funny about this? I mean, really funny about this. Okay? They said this about violence, too. The research studies that they did, they showed that the more violence you watched on TV, the more of those violent video games you play, it desensitizes you from the violence. It desensitizes you from the death. I mean, this is not Joe talking. These are research studies that have been done over the years. Check them out yourself. You have that big Google thing now. You can do that almost anywhere. And if you don't think that the video games, the virtual reality, what have you, are not desensitizing you, I'm not going to stop it. See, maybe you don't have two brain cells to rub together like I thought you did. Just saying. It gets nuts after a while. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the best way to be. And then the media, of course, can't let it go, right? They got to jump in on it, too. The media has been ridiculing dissenting views on gender identity for a long time. It only praises those who agree with the gender identity issue. Now, if you think about the left-wing media's adoption of these progressive views, these gender identity views, right, they almost speak verbatim to each other. They go after those who criticize or question certain doctrines. And these activist networks have been pushing this stuff forever. And they want to censor those who want to question it. The most recent example came, what was it, last Tuesday at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Remember when Josh Hawley and the Berkeley Law Professor Kira Bridges, they engaged in a back and forth over whether men have the ability to become pregnant. During the testimony on the potential harms of abortion bans, Bridges kept utilizing, or she wouldn't actually respond. I shouldn't even say she was utilizing. If you're honest about it, she wasn't even responding. Right? Because when Hawley kept asking him whether a man can get pregnant or not, instead of answering the question, she said, I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic. It opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them. He said, I didn't say recognize or didn't recognize them. I'm asking you a question. Right? A question over whether a man can get pregnant or not does not, will not promote violence or provoke violence. This is how they play it all the time. They make you feel bad because you might cause somebody to get beat up. If asking a question causes someone to get beat up, we've got bigger problems than that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You know why I like that song so much? Because it's a fighting song. Gets your blood pumping. You're willing to take on anything. Including these left-wing media nutjobs. You question anything about the trans world, and you're transphobic. Does that mean when you question my God, are you God-phobic? Right? Shallow-minded? Not open to other possibilities, other options. The Washington Post simply claimed that Hawley refused to acknowledge that some men can get pregnant. Yeah, well, they can't. Meanwhile, Vox and the Mary Sue called Hawley transphobic for his question, claiming Bridges rightly called him out during the hearing. Yeah, okay. When Fox News reached out to Hawley for comment, he asserted that the media is in a lockstep with the Democrat Party. He's right. Whatever they tell him to say, whatever they tell him to do, is what they're going to do. That easy. That real. You know, don't you love that? You don't agree with them and you're phobic. Doesn't matter what it is, or racist. You didn't agree the way... Obama did things, and you were racist. If you were against Vice President Harris, is she president yet? I don't know, because he's called a president half a dozen times, so I wasn't sure where we stood. If you say men can't get pregnant, you dare disagree with the woke delusion, and you're a bigot. You're responsible for violence. You're a terrible person. The media now is in the habit of piling on anyone who questions progressive updates on language. We talked about that earlier. It's just amazing. Now, after Piers Morgan, Uncensored, Macy Gray faced repeated criticism from social justice activists and liberal news outlets for comments on women's gender and affirming surgeries, gender-affirming surgeries. She wanted to say, I will say this, everyone's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your body parts doesn't make you a woman. She continued on about how she supports trans rights, but does not think transgender women should compete in women's sports, period. You mean we have a singer? A Democrat singer? A liberal singer who actually has two brain cells that works? If you want me to call you a her, I will, because that's what you want. But that doesn't make you a woman. And just because you got surgery, doesn't make you a woman either. Gray went on to say, a woman goes through a completely unique experience, and surgery and finding yourself doesn't change that. Being a little girl is a whole epic book in itself. Look, I have two daughters. I have two sons. This is a true statement. Different worlds, different mindsets, different things that they wanted and didn't want to do. You can't have it just because you want to be a woman. Media, oh, they tore her up in a heartbeat. They didn't give her time to take a breath. And this one, they're vicious. They're just nasty, vicious, hateful people. They went after her quickly. They labeled her comments as transphobic. You know what I love about that? Phobic. They're going to have to change phobic. You know that, right? They can't keep using the word phobic. What's that guy used to say? I don't believe the word means what you think it means. Seriously. Now, the dictionary, they're going to have to change it, right? The phobic is having involving an extreme or irrational fear or aversion to something. Now, see, they added aversion to something. Right? Because phobic in and of itself is an irrational fear. You could stop right there. An irrational fear. Right? She's phobic about spiders. Now, that's fine. She's afraid of them. She's afraid they're going to hurt her. Right? She's snake phobic. I don't know. They probably have better terms than this. How could you be transphobic? What am I afraid? If you touch me, I'm going to turn into a girl? Turn into you? You'll suck my manhood out or something? I mean, I don't know. What does it mean? See, they couldn't have this argument because they couldn't stand on it. Well, obviously, you're too ignorant to know what phobic means. It actually has a more expanded meaning to it. You're just not smart enough to know it. No, I'm smart enough to read the multiple dictionaries here. It's becoming old again. Seriously. This is everything they do, they overplay it. They suck the young people in into believing that they're so smart, they're so right, and it's not an issue. Right? I guess there was a column published with Bette Midler who spoke about Macy Gray's transphobic comments. She said they're bad for women. Midler loves the gay community, always has. She's been a champion of it, if you would. She's critical of former President Trump. Right? She tweeted out a reaction to overturning Roe v. Wade that discussed the erasure of women. So now, let me see if I get this right. When abortions happen to women, that's not an erasure of women. But when you tell women they can't have an abortion after a certain week period, we are erasing women. Got it. Okay. Because I admit, I don't have a great grasp of the English language. I know that. Midler went on to say that women of the world were being stripped of our rights, our bodies, our lives, even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators. Your people do that, Bet. We don't. Your people call you guys birthing people. Right? She goes on to say, don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you. Well, we don't owe you anything. But other than that, to complain about being called a birthing person or a person who doesn't agree you should be called a birthing person is insanity. Midler was knocked for her comments. Right? Like Ray, the media called her transphobic as well. I love this. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I've always joked around about the fact that they're eating their own. They're so dull to fight themselves. And I prove this on a regular basis. I love, love, love going on to Facebook. I go on some of these sites, these Facebook pages where they're, I know they're hateful, nasty people in there. But it goes a step further. They're hateful, nasty people in there that actually hate me. I love those the best. And I go in there and I'll drop a tidbit, anything. Because it doesn't take much to get them going. They're really easy. I drop a tidbit in there. And they'll come after me. And then when I don't respond, and somebody else says, they start eating each other up. And that's the part I love. I just sit back and watch. It is so amusing. And I just wait. Because you know it's coming. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're paying attention. I know you're paying attention because I get emails from some of you. You know, and yeah, somebody in the chat room said it, so true. You know, the world owes you nothing. The world owes you nothing. Your parents who brought you in this world owe you something. It ain't money. It's love and guidance is what it is. Right? They owe you. They brought you into this world. You know, my thing with my kids, I always said, as they were having kids, they didn't ask for you. Your kids did not ask for you. You made them. So you do owe them. You owe them love. You owe them a roof over their head. You owe them food, clothing. You do owe those things to them. You don't owe them a $500 iPhone. Don't you wish? You know, a $1,200 iPhone. Right? You don't owe them expensive sneakers. You don't owe them an iPad. You don't owe them those things. And many of you parents I talk to, well, I don't want them to feel left out. Well, maybe they should feel left out a little bit. Just a tad, don't you think? How's it working out for you? The way you're doing it. It's not. So if you think, you know, that's the other thing I always love too. They think they're going to make friends with their kids. Why do you want to be a friend with your child? I just have to know. It makes absolutely no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, it makes absolutely no sense as to why you'd want to be friends with your child. My kids will tell you, I don't care if they liked me or didn't like me. I'm not interested. I was interested in doing the right thing. Did I always do the right thing? Probably not. But I tried like heck. That was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got another hour coming up. Go grab a drink, grab a sandwich. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about.